A new report warns of rising homelessness in BC's biggest city. Unless government builds and saves more housing for low-income individuals, the number of homeless in Vancouver could rise to 4,700 in 2030 from about 3,150 today, according to the Carnegie Housing Project. The Carnegie Center Community Association, based in the heart of Vancouver's downtown Eastside neighborhood, released the report in late February. The report draws attention to the growing loss of Vancouver's 6,567 single-room occupancy rentals located mostly on the downtown east side in the face of gentrification. Just under half of all SROs, 3,174, spread across 93 buildings are privately owned, and the report notes that they are becoming increasingly unaffordable. Vancouver's downtown east side is among the poorest postal codes in all of Canada. The area of Vancouver recorded the highest numbers of death per 100,000 people, with almost 553 lives lost in 2023, according to figures from the BC Coroner's Service released in January. The report from the Carnegie Housing Project refers to SROs as the last resort of homelessness, and fears that their loss to gentrification, rising rents and other issues will push more people into homelessness. The report also laments the future loss of publicly financed modular housing in Vancouver. Related: toxic drugs blamed as BC homeless deaths more than double. Related: downtown east side, but also BC's rural communities hit hard by drug crisis. Under the best case scenario, the province enacts vacancy controls to prevent gentrification and meet building targets, while authorities extend the leases for existing modular housing units, as well as minimize structural losses from fires. Under this scenario, homelessness in Vancouver would drop from a current estimate of 3,150 to 1,795. However, under the worst and most likely scenario, homelessness could rise to about 4,700, it reads. The report acknowledges that it will be difficult to calculate how many new people will lose their housing in the coming 6 years, but points out that Vancouver recorded a 16% increase in homelessness in the 2023 homeless count, a stat considered an undercount, given it being a snapshot in time. Housing Minister Ravi Kalone said Wednesday, February 28, government has opened up 563 SROs and supportive housing units in the last year and a half. We have three projects under construction right now, he said. We have $11 million for the SRO Collaborative, a nonprofit working to improve SROs. So there are significant investments going into that, but we know the challenges are real and we will continue to work at finding solutions. Related: minister agrees with moving from old rooming hotels in wake of fatal fire. Kalone echoed statements made in early February, when he promised additional policies following the coroner's inquest into the 2022 Winters Hotel fire in Vancouver, which killed two people. Those recommendations include phasing out public funding for SROs in privately owned buildings and ramping up fire safety by law enforcement. We definitely need to move away from the private SROs over time, Kalone said. Doing that just overnight is a challenge, given that we do have people living in them and we need to make sure people have housing available. But we've said for many years now that type of housing is not the type of housing we want people to live in. He said the province needs to work with Vancouver and the federal government to reform SROs and have housing that is better suited. A rise in homelessness has reached all corners of the province, with several rural communities outside the traditional hotspots of Metro Vancouver and Greater Victoria experiencing significant increases. With files from Canadian Press.